Welcome, citizens. You're listening to New Amsterdam Radio, the podcast for creatives. Here, thinkers and doers always have a key to the city. The mayor is in, so office hours start now.
Welcome, citizens, to another edition of New Amsterdam Radio, the podcast for creatives. In a minute, we'll be hanging with Anna Lee, who has this really cool idea, a real new spin on what it means to go on a retreat. This one is really based on not only wellness, mind, body, and soul, but neuroscience as well. Again, like I say every single week here on the podcast, thank you so much for making us part of your podcasting diet. I know you have so much content to consume in a given week, given month, or given year, and the fact you spend some time with me means the world. NewAmsterdam.com, that's KAWAmsterdam.com, and it's brought to you part by SeatGeek. In fact, I just got in, flew in from Houston the other day, went to go see the Houston Astros play at home because I had this whole quest about seeing the Major League ballparks. I use SeatGeek to make sure I have the best seats at the best views on the best nights, and you can too. Use promo code FLOBITO, that's FLOBITO, for $20 off your first order. In fact, a friend of mine used that just the other day, said it came through in the clutch for them because you know how it would be with those fees, baby. Use promo code FLOBITO, FLOBITO, for $20 off your first order. And of course, New Amsterdam Radio, New Amsterdam Entertainment are proud sponsors of the Florida Great League team, the Orlando Aces. We actually had some of the players on previous episodes. Go back. They're actually are named Aces High, Pocket Aces, and I forget what the third one was called off the top of my head. But, you know, they're all back in a row. The Orlando Aces are tearing it up on the Florida Grid League team charts. They were kind of a scrappy team, and they overachieved last season, and now they're undefeated. In fact, as I record this, I'm boarding a plane to Tampa to see them perform this weekend. That's right, the last weekend here in August 2023. So make sure to check out the Orlando Aces, available on the YouTube channel and, of course, their website. Just plug in Orlando Aces in the Google machine. So before I get to my conversation with Anna Lee, because she had a really cool perspective of why she decided to go into business for herself, I just wanted to reiterate and say this is kind of the last episode before we go on a bit of a summertime hiatus. There are lots of reasons why I decided to just take a little break, but we'll be back for sure. But the main ones are, I want to make sure that the people we get on the show are as high quality like this week's guest. I want to make sure you guys have the best possible inspiration points for your own projects, your own creative ideas. And more importantly, I'll be out of the country. Yeah, sometimes I've re-recorded the interviews themselves in advance, but I give my little public address the week I release to make sure, you know, we're kind of in the same sync together. But I'll be out of the country in mid-September. I'll be heading over to Japan for the first time, crossing fingers. Hopefully nothing goes wrong on that end. So instead of me trying to make that work and try to give you pre-baked episodes, I just said, hey, let's take a little month or two just to recalibrate. And when the fall rolls around, we'll have a fresh new set of episodes. I mean, this is episode 20 of season 9. We've got to at least finish the season out, if not more and beyond. But don't fret. Over 220 episodes, that's 220 in the main line, plus the bonus episodes are at your disposal. I recommend going back. I know some podcasts like to repost reruns. Not my vibe. But if you're just feeding for that New Amsterdam content, make sure you go ahead and do that. Now, enough of my rambling and chatting and jibber-jabbering. Now is my chat with Anna Lee. Welcome back to New Amsterdam Radio, the podcast for creatives, thinkers, and doers. It is I, the mayor, Flobo Boyce, in the mayor's office, hang with people who are doing the thing. But today, we're taking a little bit of a diversion into the world of mental health. And why is that important for creatives as they put themselves on their own journeys? Please welcome Anna Lee to the show. Anna, how's it going?
Great. I'm doing great. Thank you for having me. How's it going?
I cannot complain. It is a sweltering day in Los Angeles. I'm already sweating, but it's already fine. But you're out of Toronto, right? Or Canada?
Yeah, yes, yes.
Is it like sticky out there? Because I was in last August. It's pretty humid.
Yeah, today we kind of have a humid, rainy, but super hot day. But again, as Canadians, we can't complain.
Right. Yeah, I've heard stories. So let's get down to the brass tacks of things. Healing Journey Retreats is the organization that you work with. But more importantly, it says the creative, someone who struggles with their own creative path, their own mental health. Why is mental health so important? And why do we kind of like push it off to the side until it's too late?
Yeah, first of all, mental health is still stigmatized, unfortunately. And so, I think just even having the courage and bravery to talk about it openly is one thing to celebrate. And yeah, I think for me, mental health is kind of, I think during my last 10 years working in the tech industry, I've gone through, multiple cycles of burnout, anxiety, depression myself. And, I've been in therapy forever, and I sometimes joke by saying that everybody needs a therapist, preferably assigned at birth, because we're just not taught, in our lives or at school or at work, how to deal with our emotions and how to process them properly. Yeah. So I'm really glad to see, nowadays it's becoming a topic that more and more people are willing to open up about. I think collectively as a world, we're kind of headed into the direction of, more self-discovery and introspection and kind of figuring out what our purpose is in life. And yeah, so I'm glad that we're kind of taking this direction.
Yeah, I call it reading the back label of ourselves, right? Oh, that's where I come from. That's what I believe in. Okay, yeah.
Right.
Was there a particular moment for you, though, when you were on your own recovery or your own therapy session and you decided, I can do this for others. I don't want to keep it for myself. I want to be able to share my expertise for those who may be in a similar situation.
Yeah, I think it was a slow process. And I think, healing is a journey. That's why I named my business Healing Journey Retreats. Mm-hmm. So I've actually been in kind of this hospitality travel industry as a side hustle for the last same decade when I was working in the tech industry. So I was an Airbnb host since 2011 when nobody knew what it was. So I was one of the OGs, and I had people stay with me on the couch, and I would take them out and, bring them to have picnics with friends and go sailing in Lake Ontario. I think from that, I was able to travel the world a little bit in my 20s, and I stayed in mostly hostels. So those are basically like hotels for young people, dorm beds, bunk beds.
Right.
And then what I loved about staying at hostels as opposed to Airbnbs and hotels is that they have, these scheduled activities every day, all hours of the day. So like free walking tours, you can go sightseeing with people that you've just met in your room, cooking dinners together, having classes, and just all kinds of activities that really bond people. So I thought, okay, like, maybe I can do this, I can do better than some of the hostels that I've stayed in. So for the last 5 years, I was actively working towards that dream. And then the pandemic hit.
Of course.
So
it did.
I was forced to go back to the tech, 9 to 7, 8 grind. And yeah, I think part of me had to mourn the loss of this dream that I had, right? Which is kind of, just kind of creating a really friendly space, both like physically and like mentally, spiritually, for people to, join from all over the world and just have great connections.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think it was during, some part of my life, after I've gotten used to the cushy job and, great boss and good pay and all this stuff, but I still felt unfulfilled. So I was like, what's wrong right. with me? I have all these things that people would dream to have, but there's a hole in my gut. So again, talked about it with my therapist. And one day I just said, what if I can, if this is the mountain and, this is like the hostel at the very top, is there another trail or another route where I can reach that top, in a different way? So sure. Through this random post that I saw on Facebook, there was a nonprofit organization in Toronto that was offering a women's entrepreneurship course online for 3 months for people who struggle with mental health. And on the application form, it said, "What's your business idea?" And I put down hostel for depressed people.
Wow, I think you're oversold.
Not even politically correct, but at the time I was thinking, okay, like, you know, sometimes, I mean, often, like, I travel to kind of escape from my own routine and the daily grind. So I thought, okay, what if I could go somewhere where I'm sometimes pushed to talk to people, but sometimes, you know, still allow myself to be in my room and cry and not be judged. So I thought about, you know, okay, well, what about mental health retreats? And, you know, then I talked with my therapist and she said, you know, you have no idea how many therapists would love to do something like this.
Right.
So I was like, okay. So then, you know, 6 months later, she introduced me to two of her colleagues who are both psychologists. And I'm actually doing one retreat with one of them in Tulum in Mexico this January.
Yeah.
So I think it's taken a natural pivot from, you know, hostels. And, you know, now at this age in life, I'm also like not too sure if I can handle 18-year-old drunk people coming home into the door. So like, okay, you know, and I think with mental health, again, just having gone through personal struggles with it, I'm feeling like, you know, I can curate a travel experience that has the right balance of, let's say, learning about the brain and knowing ourselves and how, you know, how our emotions work, but also still have fun and, you know, supportive activities like snorkeling with turtles and like going to the beach. And so, yeah, I think now I get to, you know, curate travel experiences for people who struggle with mental health. And yeah, I think it's just a more purposeful thing to do at this point in my life.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. You know, as I'm able to travel a little bit more myself, I realize how great it is. Well, because, you know, for me, it was the means of going out and traveling was one thing, but then I also didn't want to come back and be that guy, be like, when I was in Rome last week. But there is a very cool thing about having new experiences. So I have a bit of a two-part question for you. I know launching a business must be very, very exciting. You're like, I can do this, but there had to have been some haters in the streets, right? Being like, I don't know if you should be doing that. I don't know what the things are. What was like that for you, and how'd you overcome that?
Yeah, so when I first started fleshing out the business, I wanted to do some market research and see, okay, like, is this even what people want? So I actually went on Reddit, and I've never been on Reddit in my life, and Reddit is a different ballgame than any social media platforms I've been on. So I just posted something like, you know, what are people thinking of, like, a mental health retreat geared towards, you know, a more science-based, evidence-based approach, you know, led by therapists and psychologists versus something that's like a wellness retreat focused on, you know, spa, relaxation, and spirituality. And I just put that out there as a feeler. And I think I have, I don't know, hundreds of comments. And
that's good.
Most of them aren't positive. I don't know. I think it was very like half and half. So the ones that got upvoted, people were definitely thinking, like, saying things like, no, this is, you know, definitely for, like, rich people. And, like, you know, I would never go on one. And I was like, whoa, okay. But at the same time, I still had a lot of people who were super nice. And they DM'd me and shared their life stories with me, with their struggles with mental health. And I think, you know, sometimes I feel like, okay, just – and actually there's this one lady who – connected with me afterwards via email, and she just told me about her whole story and struggles with mental health and IVF, and which is, you know, one struggle that I can't imagine how tough it would be. And I was just like tearing up reading her email. She's sending me photos with her baby, you know, after she was able to conceive. And she said, you know, when I saw your post, I just felt like here is someone who is trying to do something good for the world. Sure. And trying to do something meaningful, and who is so open to, you know, share the vulnerability in like a healing journey. And so she's like, I just jumped right in, and I told you, you know, she wrote to me on Reddit, like, forget all these haters, like,
yeah.
You know, they're everywhere. And yeah, like, you know, you just have to focus on your why and what you're doing. And, you know, so I feel like the fact that she and a few others who have been so kind to me, you know, in sharing their journeys, I feel like, okay, wow, like this is something that I will, you know, take a leap and see where it goes. So yeah, I mean, there's always haters, and I think when you put yourself out there as an entrepreneur,
right,
you are opening yourself to judgment, to potential, you know, failure, I think. And I think, yeah, like when other people come to you and say like, oh, that's never going to work, and, you know, like you're crazy for trying to do something like this. We don't need something like this in the world. You just have to see, okay, well, I can't fix all the world's issues, but here's what I am, you know, in control of. And so I'm going to give this a try.
Yeah. Absolutely. You know, one of the cool things about reading a bit about your company and retreat, saying they're grounded in science, I've never seen that approach before. Now, I know everything you can't share because it's proprietary, but what does that mean if someone's like, what do you mean by rooted in science? What do you mean neuroscience-based wellness? What does that look like?
Yeah, so when I Googled mental health retreats during my own dark days, I think I found a lot of yoga retreats, you know, meditation retreats, spirituality retreats. And then on the other end, there were a lot of rehab centers for people with severe mental illnesses where you have to stay on for a few months. And I thought, okay, so there's not really anything in between where it's just for kind of everyday people, professionals, entrepreneurs, people who kind of do want something practical, and let's say guided by certified professionals. And I think, so I myself have gone, you know, a yoga teacher training retreat and a couple of meditation retreats. And then there are all kinds of, you know, healing retreats with like crystals and sage and all that stuff. And I think when we go into the vulnerable world of mental health and mental wellness, you know, definitely emotions will come up. And I think, you know, just because I myself have gone through depression and anxiety, I don't feel like I'm qualified to just like lead people in a group session and say, okay, now we're going to, you know, dive into these kind of topics. So I feel like partnering with therapists and psychologists is something I really believe in, and they have decades of experience and they're trained. They went to school for this, right? So they're right there to kind of hold us the safe space for us to explore, our emotions. So yeah. I think that's why, I guess that's like one differentiator for that. And yeah, like I do have a background in neuroscience, and when I was going through my own struggles, it was definitely helpful to know like, okay, this is how the brain works. This is why I'm depressed. This is why I feel anxious. But I think mental health, it's just like fitness, you know, it's not one thing that gets you to wellness. It's like multiple pillars that uphold you. So I think, you know, for fitness, for example, you have to go to the gym or some sort of movement, and you also have to eat well and sleep well. So there's different parts of that that gets you well. And same with mental health. You know, you can go to therapy and you can, you know, try something that's involving movement, like let's say yoga or any sort of fitness dance, really helps for me too. And I think journaling, right? Things like introspection, meditation, you know, for some people it's gardening. So from, you know, like it's really kind of finding your own pillars of what works for you, and then say, okay, well, I've tried that. That hasn't really worked for me, and I'm going to try something else. And I think at this retreat, we're going to be offering, you know, different kinds of therapeutic modalities for people to explore. And because it's going to take place in Mexico and in Tulum, there's this vast, you know, energy of healing and the jungle and the ocean nearby. And there are a lot of local modalities too, like there's a Temazcal ceremony and cacao ceremony, where it's kind of like, you know, these ancient methods that have been around that people are looking into and kind of looking back into. And there are so many things that science can't explain, right? Sure. So it's not to say like we shun spirituality and we don't do any of that. I became a yoga teacher earlier this February, so I'll be teaching yoga there. And I think yoga has also come a long way, right? Before it was very woo-woo, and now it's like super, you know, common for everybody to explore. So yeah, I think there is so much room between, you know, spirituality and science, and this is kind of that Venn diagram in the middle. Like I think I saw somebody say like, oh, people think, you know, like spirituality and science is like chocolate and vanilla, that there's nothing in between, but there's so much in between.
Sure.
So yeah.
So that was my next question. I was like, why Tulum? But that was perfectly succinctly said why Tulum would be the point for the retreat in January, starting January 7th. But talk to me about the undertaking, though, putting things together, making sure the local governments know you're coming, getting people on board to show up. As an entrepreneur, as a business owner, what's that been like on the back end, making sure everything runs as smooth as possible?
Yeah, I would say actually, so first of all, Tulum, there is another backstory to Tulum. So I spent 3 months in Tulum last winter. Again, being a Canadian, I was like, let me get them out of here. I can do, you know, November, December, heading into Christmas spirit, holiday spirit. I'm like, okay, this is cute, you know, for snowfall, all that. And then after that, I'm like, okay, I can't do 6 more months of this slush and gray. So and at the time I was able to, you know, work remotely. So again, that's the one thing that came out of the pandemic that is good for humanity, is being able to work remotely. So I think coming out of the airport in Mexico, in Cancun, I just felt like the sun on my face and the warm air and just seeing like jungle green, like trees and flowers blossoming in different colors. I felt like my anxiety was flying away by like 50%. I think just being in that nourishing environment was just super healing for me. And I think it was from there that I actually started to, I guess, brew this idea, you know, from a dream into reality. So, so then on your next question about like putting it all together, it's crazy, again, like when in the universe, one door closes, another opens. So I actually got laid off just before Christmas from my tech job. Yeah, thank you. And I think definitely that was just a shock to the system at first. But then I was like, okay, you know what? Let's just have this as the new year and a problem, like to figure this out. So, like I said, you know, I was having my own therapy sessions with my therapist, and she was kind of talking about this idea of like, you know, how other therapists would be really open to hosting and facilitating retreats. And maybe they don't have the capacity to, you know, do all the legwork and the logistics of setting one up, but they have all the expertise. And it's kind of like just show up and be like, okay, here's my knowledge, right? And so I have, again, like all the experience in setting things together, like curating travel experiences through my Airbnb hosting days, and obviously like professional experiences being a product manager of putting things together. The co-facilitator that I'm working with for the Tulum retreat, she was also actually physically in Mexico at the time, and she stays in this small town that's just 10 minutes away from Tulum called Acumal. And in the Mayan language, it means the place for turtles. So in the ocean there, that's just where turtles hang out and breathe and naturally exist. So she was biking on her bike in the jungle one day, and she saw a sign that said, you know, retreat center. And so after her and I talked for the first time, we just felt super aligned with each other. You know, we both claim to have resting bitch face, which means when we don't talk or smile, we look like we're going to kill somebody. But we're just really genuine and blunt people. So anyway, we connected right away. And I, when I was telling her about the vision of what I had, and I kind of sent her a couple of, you know, like not vision boards, but like images of places that I was thinking of, she said, is this what you're thinking of? And when I looked up the retreat venue online, I was like, wow, this is exactly what I'm looking for. So even though in the end I looked at 10 other venues, I still went with this first one because it just felt, you know, perfect. Like they're nestled in the jungle. They're basically like tree houses. They call them casas. And it's a very kind of small, intimate place. I think max there are 4 bedrooms per casa, and there are only 4 or 5 casas on the compound. So, and they only do retreats. So I feel like, okay, this is kind of, you know, the stars are aligned. And so, yeah, I think putting together like the program is also, you know, I would say like as someone who, again, have gone through mental health challenges, you want to curate an experience that is, you know, has the right balance of doing work on yourself and then rewarding yourself with fun things. Right. So for us, you know, a sample schedule is like basically you wake up, we could do some yoga and stretching, we have breakfast, And then we have, you know, our sharing circle, checking with everybody how we're doing. And then we have a workshop led by the therapist on, let's say, you know, topic on brain and hormones and stress and how that affects our body. And, you know, other modalities like introducing EMDR and tapping and things like that. And then maybe there's a workshop on, say, practicing how to have conversation with your loved one, with your loved one. Like, because, for example, for someone who's struggling with mental health, mm-hmm. our loved ones sometimes would say, just focus on the positive, you know, just look on the bright side. And that's not quite helpful, but it's not their fault, right? Because no one's ever taught them what to say that's actually helpful for someone who is struggling. So having, you know, that almost like script or talking point with your loved ones to say, hey, you know, these are the things that, you know, would really help me and here are things why. And then you actually practice that script, let's say in a pair in front of a supportive group and say, okay, this is how I'm going to have this conversation. And then these are the ways that the conversation could go, but you're prepared and you're practicing how to have those conversations that when you leave the retreat and go back home, you are actually prepared to face, you know, all kinds of things that are in real life.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Just, you know, think happy thoughts. It'd be fine. Why not? To learn more about the retreat in January, you log on to thehealingjourneyretreats.com/Mexico-retreat for more information. And well, I have never done a retreat myself. Just hearing you talking about your approach to it
made me kind of fun. We'd love to have you.
Maybe this is like market, this is like a focus group. I always shied away for a lot of reasons. One, there is a part that you were saying about like, man, I'm from Brooklyn. I live in LA. I tried looking at charged crystals. I tried cacao and chocolate and thinking, but it doesn't really hit me the way it hits other people. I don't want to quote unquote waste the money, right? But I like the fact you're saying, look, we understand that. And there's a whole spectrum to appreciate that and to maybe find your own a path to mental balance, which is pretty cool. That's why I wanted to chat with you about that.
Yeah.
But you know, here on New Amsterdam Radio, we ask all our people some fun questions here. I want to make sure if you're down to play just a little bit, just so people get to know the real you. So I always say, as an entrepreneur, we work all the time. Do you believe in days off? And if so, what do you do on a day off?
Oh, this is so tough. So because I just started my business a few months ago, I actually attended this event called Permission to Pause. And you know, I thought, okay, first of all, this is really aligned with my business because basically going on a mental health retreat is to pause and, you know, do some work on yourself while relaxing and recharging for the new year. But yeah, for me, I feel like I don't give myself permission to pause because I feel like I haven't made it yet. You know, like when I first launched the website, everyone, friends and family, acquaintances, people on social media were like, congrats, you know, like, so great, you're doing this thing, amazing. And then I was like, okay, thanks, but I now have to sell it, you know, and I was feeling like I can't really celebrate any small milestones until I've done the thing. So for example, I'm also hosting webinars that feature the therapists and psychologists to give, you know, talks on mental health, kind of like an introduction to what, you know, she or they will be teaching. So then, you know, when I did my first webinar, which was extremely, I don't know, uncomfortable and scary for me because I'm not really like a salesy person. I think I was like sweating profusely during the recording. But anyway, afterwards, everyone's like, oh my God, you did it. And then, you know, you should really be proud of yourself. And now, you know, you can like go and like take a break. And I was like, no, I will take a break when the retreat is done on January the 20th, you know, like on January the 14th. I'll celebrate when it has finished and it's taken place. And it was a huge success. So I think there's been a lot of personal, maybe limiting beliefs I've had to confront, like perfectionism is a huge one. And, you know, money mindset, you know, like how much do I charge for the retreat, you know, because you... coming from a very humble background, I feel like, oh, who would take, you know, pay $1,000 to like work on themselves? But, you know, you never know. Where people also get depressed. But there's just been so many things I've had to, you know, look into kind of that's been mirrored from this entrepreneurial journey. So I feel like there's sometimes that needs to be another like Instagram or TikTok, just called like the journey of the healing journey retreat to share like the behind the scenes. Yeah. Because it is so tough And I am still learning to, you know, reward myself with little milestones that I've achieved. And I think I have to practice what I preach, because otherwise it's really ironic to be a founder of a mental health business who also struggles with mental health sometimes, but, you know, having to, maybe just not set an example, but really just to practice what I preach.
Well, that's my next question. How do you celebrate your wins?
Oh, that's a great question. I haven't yet. I haven't celebrated anything yet. It's so hard because let's say you're talking to a friend, right? And then they do something amazing. You're like, go you, you know, like, here's all the things that you deserve. But when it's yourself, you're like, oh, I don't deserve that yet. Right. So it's definitely a challenge. I haven't figured it out yet. I think sometimes, you know, I'm just trying to focus like on the day to day, you know, putting again, like my own pillars back up, let's say like going to therapy regularly, right? Doing yoga, journaling, and, you know, doing these support groups and women's circles and whatever else that's helped me, you know, during my dark days. Cause I feel like I am someone who is susceptible to depression and anxiety. So I have to be even extra careful about how to not burn myself out. I burned myself out working for other people many times in the last decade. So sometimes I feel like, oh, why not work as hard, you know, for me, for my dream, for this baby that I'm putting out into the world. But yeah, it's definitely really hard. I think it's a thing that just requires constant practice. There's no shortcut, you know, there's no magic bullet that just is like, okay, one day I'm going to be not stressed and everything's normal. even if you're fit, if you're someone who is super fit, you still have to go to the gym, you know, very often. You still have to eat healthy. You still have to upkeep everything that you've earned. So I think with mental health is the same thing. It's not like just going to therapy is going to help, or just, you know, doing meditation or just doing this one thing. I think it's like a holistic approach. And again, you have to find what works for you. Maybe for other people, you know, they can celebrate, you know, in different ways, and then it's like their thing. But for me, again, I'm still figuring that out. Yeah. It is a journey. Healing is a journey.
Absolutely. I have one more for you, and it's the toughest question we ask anybody on the show. So what would you say is your favorite junk food?
Oh, chips and cake. Ooh, cake. I have a soft spot for cake. I don't know, just like red velvet. It doesn't matter. Like, ooh, sometimes I just buy a whole cake for myself, and there's for no reason. Like, not anybody's birthday. It's not anything. It's just like,
that's celebrating a win, I say. It's Thursday.
Maybe I'll bring that back.
Yeah, why not? I just want to say, Anna, thanks so much for being on the show, New Amsterdam Radio, the podcast for creatives. Now, here's the fun part. If someone wants to engage with you, learn more about the retreat and you as an individual or entrepreneur, how do they go about doing that?
Yeah, they can connect with me on Instagram at Healing Journey Retreats. Just feel free to message me. I can talk about mental health all day, every day, and travel. I think there was this meme that I saw that was just so resonated with, like, there's a guy that says like, oh, I'm so burnt out, I really need to go on vacation. And he's like on the beach and he's like, actually, I needed therapy. And I was like, what if you could do both?
Why not? Thanks so much.
Thanks so much for listening to New Amsterdam Radio. Learn more about the show at newamsterdam.com. That's kneamsterdam.com. Until next time, this city is yours.